Okay, today we'll be reading some stories off the internet. The cell phone. A couple of months ago, my friend's cousin bought a new cell phone. After a long day of work, she came home, placed her phone on the counter, and went to watch TV. Her son came to ask her and asked her if he could play with her new phone. She told him not to call anyone or mess with text messages, and he agreed. At around 11:20, she was drowsy, so she decided to tuck her son in and go to bed. She walked into his room and saw that he wasn't there. She then ran over to her room to find him sleeping on her bed with the phone in his hands. Relieved, she picked her phone back up from his hands to inspect it. Browsing through it, she noticed only minor changes, such as a new background, banner, etc. But then she opened up her saved pictures. She began deleting the pictures he had it taken until only one new picture remained. When she saw it, she was in disbelief. It was her son sleeping on her bed, but the picture was taken by someone else above him, and it showed the left half of an elderly woman's face. Okay.
So then now it's my turn.
He'll be reading The Grandfather.
Okay. My grandfather told me this story about how one time he was sitting in a chair in front of the house when he heard his wife repeatedly calling him from inside the house. The thing is, my grandmother passed away a few years before that. But he told me that the voice was so pressing that he actually got up to look inside the house. And as soon as he got inside, he heard a loud crash behind him and turned around to see that the chair he has been sitting on in the moments ago had been crushed by the cast iron gutter that fell on it. If he hadn't come inside the house, he would have probably been seriously injured. I don't know if it's primarily or not, but every time I think about it, it sends chills down my spine. All right, Elias, your turn. Now tell a story.
Oh, okay. Elias needs to think of a story. I'll tell another one we got. My older sister has a ghost that followed her around for years. I lived with her once for about 3 months, and so much weird stuff happened. In that time, all my sister would say to me when I mentioned it was that her ghost didn't like me being there. Things like going to bed with everything locked up and switched off and waking up in the morning with the back door open, lights on, the kettle switched on. One night, my sister and I were getting ready to go out, and I asked her to borrow her liquid foundation. I used it and put it back where she kept her makeup. 10 minutes later, she was asking me for it, and it was nowhere to be seen. She accused me of taking it and made me buy her a new one, and refused to listen to my side of the story. About a year or so later, when she was packing to move to a new house, she found the makeup in her shoebox with some old letters. The shoebox was in a zipped up suitcase that was underneath her bed. But probably the most scared I ever felt was one afternoon when I was the only one in the house, which never happened as 4 other people lived there. I'd arrived home from work and headed straight to the bathroom. All the doors, windows, etc. were closed. I was standing in the bathroom and started squeezing a pimple on my chin when a female voice in the hall said, "Stop picking your zits." It was loud enough and sounded real enough at the time I thought it was my sister. So I laughed, told her to leave me alone, and asked what she was doing for dinner. No answer. I stuck my head out into the hall. no one there. I searched the house top to bottom, and there was no one home. I sat out on the front porch until someone else got home because I didn't want to be in there alone. Alaya, do you have a story now?
Yes. Once there was these three kids. One was named John. One was named Zoe. And one was named Hera. Hera was a girl and she was little. She was about 5. Zoe was about 18. No, 5. Yeah, 5. And finally, John was 17. And they were walking in this forest where people say that if you go in, you never come out. So they went in, and then when they went in and they... And then the little sister, Hera, she said, "Guys, I think we shouldn't be in here at night." And then the two older boys were like, "Yeah, yeah, that old myth." So they kept walking and walking until they found this cottage. They were like, "Ooh, fancy." So they went in. They went in and they were surprised to see that there was a person cooking dinner. And they were like, "Oh wow, they were shocked. They were shocked that they found a cottage in the middle of nowhere with a person. Because usually it's a cottage with no one. Right? So they were surprised and they were like, "I think we shouldn't be here." And then the two older brothers were like, "Yeah, yeah. Of course we should be here." And then the next morning, the guy that was in the cottage, he was like, "Okay, well, it's time for breakfast." So when it was breakfast time, they ate and then left. When they got back to the gate where they were supposed to go in, it was closed. So they decided to climb their way out. When they did, there was no of their house. But they were surprised to see that their parents were standing there. But their parents never wore hoodies. And they did. And their hoodies over their head with a black face. The end.
Thank you for listening to Scary Story Podcast. Goodbye.